Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Working Fire by Emily Bleeker, performed by Kate Rudd. For Elizabeth, my sister and best friend. Chapter 1. Ellie. Tuesday, May 10th, 9:45 a.m. Caleb and Amelia forever. Still here. Ellie ran her fingers over the blackened scratches that made up the poorly executed graffiti. The laminate in the Piggly Wiggly restroom was already ancient when Amelia forced 6-year-old Ellie to act as lookout so she could carve those words into the counter. The fact that they were still here 16 years later was either reassuring or disgusting. Back then, you weren't an official couple in Broadlands, Illinois, until you defaced property to prove it. Usually the requirement included school property, but Amelia decided she'd rather face Mr. Slattery, owner and manager of the Piggly Wiggly in Waynesville, than have the principal at Broadlands High call her father. Unlike the declaration of their love, Amelia and Caleb only made it to the end of high school. Mr. Slattery's call and Amelia's subsequent grounding probably didn't help the budding romance much, but the evidence was etched in stone. Or crappy old laminate countertop, Ellie thought as she slipped her phone out of her pocket and snapped a quick picture to share at next Monday's dinner. Amelia's husband, Steve, probably wouldn't find it funny, but Amelia's girls would love it. Chief Brown would make a comment about Caleb not being good enough for his daughter. No. A year ago, her father would have made a comment about Caleb. Now they were lucky if he remembered that their mom was dead and that Ellie was 22 instead of 6 years old. Ellie put her phone back in the hip pocket of her cargoes. She'd never worn a pair of pants with more pockets, all of them full of supplies that could make or break an emergency call. It'd take a while to get used to the extra weight. Like the first time Amelia made her wear a bra and it felt like it was cutting off her oxygen. Thinking about her father was a good way for Ellie to get her mind off her partner, Chet, and the fully equipped ambulance sitting in the parking lot of the Waynesville supermarket. Her father had made this life-saving thing seem far more exciting than anything she'd actually experienced in Broadlands the past 6.5 months.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?